This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
People don't know the first pro team in Miami, the Miami Seahawks, 1938, played at Burdine Stadium. Yes, I do know about that, my friend. I know Tremolio. In the All-American Football League, then sold to the Baltimore Lawyer, who then changed the name to the Baltimore Colts. Yep. Yep. I know about that from back in the day. Not that I was around for it, but I do know the history and that being the first team. And just like in basketball, the Floridians back in the day. You know. So, yeah, there's a little history of pro teams for us. Before our established ones really took over, we delved into to pro sports in a minor league way or some other way. Yeah,
I love them talking about the old Floridians, the basketball team, and the guys that came and the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
and how they like intentionally were dressed to totally take their mind off the game.
Oh yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea,
and they said. They'd have them right down there under the basket as close as they could get to the court. It was like, man, I'm having a hard time paying attention to the game. Come on, man.
You know, I didn't know that here at VSS West Pines, they've got an Inter-Miami bong. Water pipe, I'm sorry. An Inter-Miami water pipe. Yeah. Those of you that are hardcore Inter-Miami fans, can you hand it to me right there? I just want you guys, just in case. Just in case, right there, the pink and black one. Let me have that one, bro. La Rosa Negra. They have La Rosa Negra water pipe. So if you are a hardcore Inter Miami fan, you think about it, see? You see, this is the hardcore Inter Miami water pipe right there. So this could be your partner during Inter Miami games. There's only one here at VSS West Pines. You think about it, you know, whatever you guys charge for this, if you just put an Inter Miami sticker on it, you can like add like another $40 to it. It would become the official. So if you buy this, if you come to Inter Miami, which by the way, you can mention my name, you'll get 20% off. But anyway, you actually can put your own sticker here, Inter Miami, and look how cool it is. I just, you know, Inter Miami, baby. Go deep. Take your hit. See, I gave you guys an opportunity to take your hit. There you go. How about that? Huh? How about that? Gotta love it. An Inter Miami water pipe. It's a beautiful thing. You guys can't beat that. Miami Toros. Toros and then the Gatos, actually. Or no way, it was Gatos first, then Toros, right? Is that how it was? Or was it Toros and Gatos? No, it was Gatos, then Toros. That's how it was. So I think Tremolio, I think it was Gatos first, then Toros for a few years. Then we got our strikers. I think that's what happened. Steve David was the badass of the Toros. He scored like, I think like in one season, he scored like 25 goals or something. Dude was pretty damn good. Number 7, Steve David. There you go. Is Steve David still with us? I wonder. You know? Remember when the Dolphins and Canes both played in the Orange Bowl? Yeah. That's how I grew up. It's not like a distant memory that like never happened or barely happened for me. That was my norm. It was the Dolphins and the Canes in the same building. Herman, you look kind of young. So for you, it's kind of like a distant memory. But for me, that's like, those are my good memories right there. Those are the great memories. I mean, it doesn't get any better than the Dolphins and the Canes in the Orange Bowl. That's when we were at our peak for both of those sports. You know what I mean? So, yeah, of course I remember that because that's the rich history of both teams are there, actually. They haven't built any kind of history in the new stadium. They really haven't. It just, you know, I know the 01 Canes, at least we had the new stadium by then, but really overall, it hasn't been a dominant team in that building yet. It's coming. Hopefully Manny will turn this thing around, and I know that Greer and Flores are going to turn this thing around. There's no doubt about that. Super Boom Shack says, I love sitting in the west side of the OB and seeing downtown and the palm trees by the scoreboard. Amen. Those were the days, man. Those were the days. No matter how crappy that stadium was, it was our crappy stadium. Okay? Bathrooms, leaks from the second floor, lines, parking, blocky, all that stuff, but it was...
You'd be hard-pressed to go... You could pick anyone in the country to find a better home field advantage for college and pro, our teams. Man, the OB?
Yeah.
We own people.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Like Ray says, great memories. I remember the stands shaking when the crowd got loud in the Orange Bowl. Yep. All of that, bro.
Bro, I can remember being six.
Stomping the feet on that thing that you could hear the tremors miles away, dude.
Like I said, my dad having 50-yard line upper deck A throw on the north side, and you could feel it shake. Everybody with the white hankies, and it was either National Airlines or Eastern Airline hankies. And I can remember looking in the west end zone to my right, and, bro, you remember all the confetti? And it would be stacked up like 5-6 feet high in the aisle.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, those were the days, my brother. Those were the days. Unfortunately, they are past. And
these guys are going to get us there, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying
on our way back.
I'm just saying those kind of days are gone. We're not going to have.
You know what's one of my favorite?
Those kind of days.
I was there the Monday night. This is when Zonka came back post the Giants and all that. And we were down on like the 3 or 4 yard line, man. And they gave it to Zonk. It did take him 4 times to get that 3, 4, 5 yards. Bro, it was like walking back in time. I want to say it was probably 76, 77, you know, post the glory years. But for one moment that night, it felt like 72, 73. It was awesome.